Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Some first time evers for NXT and AEW, and a last time ever for Edge. For Thursday, October 31st, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News.
Looking for that package pile driver, double foot stomps combination. Sky kicking his legs inside.
It's a cradle.
Two.
It's a cradle.
Yes! Yes!
Scorpio Sky's done it.
So congratulations to Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian, SoCal Uncensored, who became the first ever AEW Tag Team Champions last night on AEW Dynamite. It was one heck of a match between both teams, and genuinely a few people thought that the Lucha Brothers had this one from the very get-go. Was not to be. We saw Sky picking up the big win over Pentagon. And it was, you know what? It's a match that's definitely worth another watch. It's a history-defining match. We were going to see the Rock and Roll Express present the AEW tag team titles to the winners of this tournament, but that wasn't to be. You can find out why by listening to AEW Graded with Jack the Jobber on our Cultaholic YouTube channel a little bit later on today.
I've got a very simple solution for this. War Games!
We just saw women's history here in NXT, and we're going to make more history at TakeOver!
It was during NXT last night, during a major fracas involving the entire women's division, I do believe, that we are going to get the first ever all-women's War Games match at NXT TakeOver War Games. Now, the teams haven't been announced yet, but basing it on what we saw on NXT last night, it's looking like it's going to be Rhea Ripley teaming with Candice LeRae and Team Kick so far to take on Shayna Baszler and the Horsewomen, Bianca Belair and Io Shirai. There will obviously be some moving and shaking, some other movements happening ahead of that as well. But this is really cool. This is really quite exciting. Some news about the women's wrestling scene from Stephanie McMahon that may leave you feeling a bit unsatisfied. Hopefully will be placated by this particular match, which is coming up at War Games. These guys are going to absolutely knock it out of the park. Also, they made some announcements regarding the men's War Games match on NXT last night, and find out what that is a bit later on our Cultaholic YouTube channel, where I will be here with a new episode of NXT Graded. Stephanie McMahon was chatting to the Bleacher Report about a couple of things, and two major things that came up were regarding the women's division. First of all, the question was asked why it would be Natalya and Lacey Evans having the first ever Saudi Arabia women's match as part of Crown Jewel tonight. Stephanie McMahon said, Natalya is somewhat of a legend in the women's division. She is the veteran. She's been here for so long. She's been part of so many of the changes that have happened. And when you consider her legacy and family history, it's pretty remarkable. And then you take Lacey Evans, who is fairly new on the scene, who has not been shy about sharing her perspective on overcoming, especially in her life and the things that she has been through. She has a young daughter and she wants to set an example and pave the way, not just for her daughter, but for boys and girls around the world. That is their personal stories. I can't think of better representatives for WWE. If you go on their social media, you can see they've made some pretty awesome statements. She then goes on to say about the ring gear that will be worn, and there will be, obviously, alterations to that. Stephanie says, I haven't seen the designs, but I do know there are certain restrictions and what we want, and we want to be respectful of the culture. Their costuming will be different than what you would see in a typical WWE show. Stephanie McMahon also confirmed that another Evolution pay-per-view is most likely not going to happen this year. Stephanie says that we did consider it. A lot of our focus has been on having this particular match as part of the pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia, less so on Evolution. There is more to come on Evolution, but it's most likely not going to happen this year. We kind of suspected that much as we're now into October. There was a few rumours doing the rounds about the return of Paige. This is after her interaction with the Kabuki Warriors on Monday Night Raw. Paige has addressed those rumours on Twitter by saying, yep, this is obviously true. Now, if someone can lend me their neck, that would be great. Yeah, I don't think a return for Paige is happening. It's heartbreaking that we won't see Paige back in a WWE ring. But what's amazing is that she's still very much a part of the wrestling family in WWE. Despite all that went on over the last year or so, she's still very well thought of. And we wish her all the best. The Jordan Miles t-shirt controversy has very much been part of our news discussions over the last couple of days. And it seems to be not so much dying down, but it seems to be changing shape. Jordan Miles has released a t-shirt, a black t-shirt that just says, F racism, watch wrestling. Jordan Miles has noted that all the proceeds from this shirt on ProWrestlingTees.com is going to go to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. Tony Khan has added a new stipulation to AEW's full gear match between Jon Moxley and Kenny Omega. Khan said that due to the escalation in this rivalry, AEW are no longer sanctioning the match, making this a lights out match, or a unsanctioned match, if you will. This seems to be like one of those, so it's a nicer way of, it's a more interesting way of saying a no holds barred match when you make it an unsanctioned match. The idea that, oh no, the company don't want anything to do with it, but we'll publicise it anyway. They'll have, hey, look, all jokes aside, they'll have a blinder. Give them no rules, they'll give you the world. Jon Moxley and Kenny Omega at full gear should be a great one. Some good news for Ring of Honor fans in the UK. They've just finished their Honor United tour over in the United Kingdom, and they've revealed that there'll be a TV deal very soon as part of Fight Network UK. As of November the 8th, you'll be able to watch ROH's TV show every single Friday night at 9 p.m. on British TV. And finally, one last time, Edge will become Shet Till Flatnose.
Be strong, no rain. Beats down upon your balding crown. With maidens you had your way. Each must die someday, and each must die someday.
Edge is making his last appearance as Flatnose during the 2-hour season 6 premiere of the history drama series Vikings. It's on Wednesday night, December the 4th at 9 p.m. Eastern. 20 episodes in the final ever series of Vikings, and Edge is going to be a part of the first episode, maybe more. Who knows? I really like Vikings. It's a really fun show. And I didn't know Edge was in it until he popped up. And I went, oh, there he is. It's Edge. It's always great when you sit watching something like that with non-wrestling fans. And then you point at a wrestler and you go, oh, it's Edge. He's a wrestler. And the response is always, oh, that's cool. Shut up. We're watching this. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily News podcast for today. Tonight, it is WWE Crown Jewel, and we here at Cultaholic are all getting together in fancy dress to do a live reactions YouTube stream. And you can join us tonight to watch Crown Jewel with us. Obviously, all the money that we are raising for this live stream will be going to Amnesty International. We are really proud every year to be raising money for the incredible humanitarian work that Amnesty International do. And this year is no different. And you know what? We'll have a laugh, you and I. Come and join us later on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.